Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Oh, yes. Good evening. Well, we're back tonight. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thursday night edition of the program. We promised that we would carry over tonight with Dr. K, Dr. Kasim Khalil from the UK, on his book and on the Ron Paul campaign. You know, the book, of course, Wrongly Blamed, deals with the 9/11 whole debacle and the lies that were told to us from September 11th, 2001 onward, even to this day. And I want to get into that a little bit tonight with the Ron Paul issue as well and the so-called campaign. And once again, what it has really come down to. It's a pretty sad state of affairs that the elite have given us two pretty bad candidates as so-called front runners, which is what they call them in these primaries that have already been held. And that's on the Republican side as well as the Democratic side. The candidates with the most substance have pretty much been purged, shall we say, purged from the ranks. Dennis Kucinich, Mike Gravel, two in particular, and of course Ron Paul is still in there, and he's doing yeoman work as far as the circumstances are concerned. So that is something we are continuing to watch for you, bring to you each and every week on this program, until the fat lady sings, as they say. The fat lady sings. Speaking of that fat lady, by the way, Manny, is Dr. K on the line? Not that he's a fat lady, but I'm just using that as an intro. Manny, you make contact yet? You did? All right. And no abductions by the Mossad? All right, here he is, Dr. K.
How are you? Doing great. How about yourself?
Very well. Yeah, I was just introducing the subject matter again. And, boy, we got to finish up tonight for this week because we didn't have time last night, as we never do with an hour, until we get back to our regular format here.
I know.
It's difficult. Very difficult to get it in.
No doubt about it. There's just it's a relatively broad subject because you're dealing with about 50 years of voting. You're dealing with about 300 million people now, about 150 million of which are voters, and that's a lot of fraud. You know, if the Secretary of State just has to deal with one person that votes twice, like Ann Coulter or someone that doesn't live there, that's not a big deal. They can look at the record if they're honest and say, "Oh, we got a problem. We've got an individual who doesn't live here, you know, never has, and is trying to earn a vote, you know, for her party to add to the vote count." Mm-hmm. And you fine them $5,000 or $50,000, and you put them, if they're not famous, you put them in prison. But when you're dealing with gross fraud, crimes against humanity, high crimes against the human population, and you're dealing with a somewhat uneducated, to a degree, general public, and then we have the RBN listeners who are very wise and shrewd, then you have to come up with a plan, and it's not something you can do in a one-hour radio show, is it?
No, it's not. But we try. We try. We had calls last night we couldn't get to, so we hope that we'll be able to get some of them tonight back online. And
well, I'm going to just say this. I think we probably can solve it in a one-hour radio show in America. After all, it is America, right?
So, well, it's still America to some. Anyway, to us it is. Right, Pat?
Yeah.
Right, buddy?
And,
you know, one thing I want to get into, Doc, is this, you know, the report today by NBC News, and I don't put much stock in very much of anything they say now, but, you know, they have this report on the 9/11 Commission controversy, and I want to get into a little bit
of it
with you
just
to show you how shallow everything is, and yet there's a little inkling of truth now coming out even from the most unlikely sources. The media.
Interesting. Yeah.
We'll be right back. Dr. Kasim Khalil, jump aboard. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Thank you. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Get back at 'em with Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're back now, and tomorrow night, by the way, we will be speaking with Tom, who, of course, you know Tom from Hemp USA, and talking about hemp food, Dr. K, and eating hemp, and, you know, the seeds, the food now, not anything else, and drinking the oils, and I'm on it now. I'm on that, too, in addition to 200 other products. How do you like Dr. K?
Don't forget that rope used to be made from hemp, and
yes,
that paper was used made from hemp. And,
absolutely.
Do you remember it was Hearst who destroyed the hemp industry?
Yes.
It was a thriving industry in the United States.
Yes, and of course they made it illegal to grow.
Yeah,
and they have to import it from Canada, but I'm enjoying it. And, you know, you mentioned the rope, and that's the part I like. It conjures up all sorts of ideas, rope and so forth.
You need quite a bit of feet to take care of this business,
yes,
I'll tell you.
Yes, it's but pretty... anyway, that'll be tomorrow night. Now, this report from NBC News today, which I found interesting, said that, you know, the 9/11 Commission suspected that critical information it used in its report was the product of harsh interrogations of Al-Qaeda's operatives, interrogations that many critics have labeled torture. Yet, Commission staffers never never questioned the agency about the interrogation techniques and, in fact, ordered a second round of interrogation specifically to ask additional questions of the same operative. So these conclusions are the result of a, quote, an extensive NBC News analysis of the commission's final report. Now, of course, you've done quite a bang-up number on the report. Others have done terrific work.
Well,
on,
when
you know,
David
Ray
like
Griffin,
Henry Kissinger,
too.
That was chosen, who is a Mossad agent. He's top Mossad agent in the United States. He's a foreign agent.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Philip Zelikow, who...
He's quoted in the, yeah, in the article.
The number two agent.
Zelikow, yep.
Zelikow's number two. And then you've got, you know, the whole group of them was selected so that they would assist in the cover-up.
Right.
And they're all compromised. Many of them, you know, there are pictures of these men doing things they shouldn't be doing. There are bribes that are taken that they shouldn't have taken. So you better not say a word if you think otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, if someone had a bomb and they were caught with the bomb, then that's more important than interrogation. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, you've got somebody that's got 15 or 20 tons of bombs packed in a van, and then you arrest them on September 12th, 2001 at 2:30 in the morning. An army radio reports it, and the Jerusalem Post reports it. And, you know, you got them in solitary confinement with the gunpowder and the nitro and the dynamite and the bombs.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
So what consequence is this al-Qaeda monkey business?
Yeah. Well, it's the... obviously, it's a ruse, and it's designed
well,
to give
course,
people...
Well, and of course, Rockefeller said that, you
right.
know, when he met with Aaron Russo.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, look, there won't be anybody to fight, but we'll invent the war. There's nobody in a cave, all that nonsense. There's no enemy, but we'll create an endless enemy, and we'll have all this war because we're going to... and I mean, the guy's in the oil business, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he wants a pipeline in Afghanistan and also running through the Central Asia to go to Israel, to go to Haifa.
Yep.
And Benjamin Netanyahu is quite on record going around trying to collect funds to continue to fund this. And Iraq has the most easy to access oil.
Well, and Israel has none.
Yeah, they have none.
They have to import everything, and of course, what better way to deal with that than to literally steal another country, which they're pretty good at doing, and steal the oil. And then they talked about, you know, Kuwait stealing the oil, how terrible these Arab nations were to each other. And here's Israel just letting the Goyim here do all the dirty work, including the warfare, and then picking up the booty.
That's it. That's
picking up the booty. The spoils
absolutely,
of war.
And admitting it. I mean, when those the two individuals that were in the cemetery who were talking about a year in advance, and that the Israeli former Israeli agent picked up on that and published that that the two men were talking about the towers coming down and then that going into warfare. We have also, of course, Aaron Russo, who was talking to Rockefeller, and Rockefeller said in a year the towers will come down. How did he know that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did the other two chief Israeli spies that were in the cemetery doing their routine know a year in advance that the World Trade Centers would come crumbling down? So you take that. That's evidence. So you have individuals who are talking a year in advance, premeditated murder. Has anybody heard that before?
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's evidence. Then you have actual individuals who are caught with gunpowder, bombs, dynamite, $100 bills sewn in socks, razor blade box cutters, Arab uniforms, or, you know, like a Bedouin outfit, and maps to the World Trade Center, and maps to the exact, with underlined in yellow, to the front entrance and to the side entrance. And then you catch them in the actual, you know, rig driving the bomb. what do you need? You don't need a conspiracy.
You don't need much more than that. I mean, just on its surface, just to conduct
an investigation. Do you need to look clever and become a truther? I mean,
get
with it.
Exactly.
And then you have other evidence. You have Benjamin Netanyahu saying, "Oh, it's very good for Israel." I mean, as if nothing happened. You got people jumping out of the buildings, dying.
You know, and then George Bush, you know, admits, he says that his hero was Natan Sharansky, who authored the book on democracy in the Middle East. And Natan Sharansky was one of the so-called Soviet refuseniks who Mr. Bush admired. Well, he of course, is a hardline Zionazi who believes that the whole Middle East should be, quote, liberated for democracy's sake. And you know what that means. So
Exactly
what we see happening in the Middle East.
The rigging of the vote to get the powerful ones in there so that the agenda can be run through. You have Jack Abramoff, who's another spy. You have a spy, okay? The
yep.
spy is in the White House. He's in the White House 200 times. He's in the White House more than anybody. He takes money from the Native Americans. He steals that money. He triples and quadruples his charges and also steals money. He then launders the money and sends it to the entity. It goes to a little teeny piece of land in the Middle East to buy weapons and to buy, you know, the scopes that are on the guns, to buy camouflage, to buy night vision goggles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that money comes from the Indians or the U.S. taxpayer, and it's stolen. What more evidence do you need? You have, what do you talk about Al-Qaeda? You have a individual, Abramoff, who is a felon and a criminal, who's in prison, who should be in prison forever and more than that, but who puts towers, Israeli towers, with bugging devices, no doubt, in the House of Representatives.
And then look
probably
at the people.
Probably listen to Ron Paul.
Look at the people that were coupled and commingled with him. Ralph Reed, the notorious pretty boy, Ralph Reed of the Christian Coalition.
Yeah, of course, many.
And he and Abramoff, buddy-buddy, palsy-walsy, and this means the so-called new evangelical right was being totally orchestrated and, preempted, if you will, by this Abramoff ADL group.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Abramoff was a founding member of the CNP. The Council mm-hmm. of National Policy.
Right.
Now, from what, and Mellon Scaife was the primary funder. So evidence is very dominating that the whole idea of the Christian right is a plot by the Israeli to keep Israeli expansionism moving at a breakneck pace.
Well, you know, and this is so important because in your book, Wrongly Blamed, you absolutely, cut to the quick on all of this. You bring it out, and people who have done any research at all, and I'm one who has followed this for years, and I know Mike Piper of American Free Press and others, of course, have done a great job in this area. In the 80s, these people, particularly the Netanyahu Likud, had made no secret about the fact that they were launching a war against Islam and that it would be central to Israel's needs, Israel's, coexistence and continued expansionism in the
sure.
Middle East. They would create this boogeyman Islamic extremism, but they had to have an act to make it stick. They had to have a 9/11, just like they had to have a Pearl Harbor attack in order to go to war.
It, Wolfowitz and Zakheim and that group wrote the Pearl Faith, wrote the document. The document
yes.
said we've got to have a catalyzing event to get the American people on board for war. They can sacrifice, therefore, their flesh. We won't have to do anything. You know, those people, the hemp rope isn't long enough to collect them all. You have to go up.
Well, I can order some extra supplies, and we can
make
it. Big
factory in, because you're dealing with individuals, mass murder, high crimes against humanity, bloodshed, rape, pillage.
I mean, yeah, and they talk about Saddam Hussein.
Who do you think pillaged the Baghdad Museum?
It's incredible.
The Mossad and the Israelis black-masked it. Finished.
Those are incredible crimes. When you think about it, crimes against humanity like we haven't seen since Bolshevik Russia.
High crimes. Women, children, infants, the unborn, the future generations, the elderly. You don't mass kill humans. You can
they do.
Figure out how to
Hey, you know what the Bible says? And they do their father's evil deeds. He was a murderer from the beginning. All right, we'll be back with Dr. Kasim Khalil and Ron Paul campaign tying it all in. You wish to join us, jump aboard soon. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. 1,000,000 years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The little children are having fun while Rome is burning. Hey, have you been wanting solar power at your home? Finally, there's an affordable solar. Take back your power, produce your own energy, keep the savings, no rate increases, no hassles, no equipment to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees. Oh my, and no permit hassles as well. No performance worries. Just call 866-276-3975. Give them a call, 866-276-3975. Or you can go online and visit them at jointhesolution.com/solar-man. That's jointhesolution.com/solar-man. And we are back now with Dr. Kasim Khalil. So much to talk about, so little time, and we will get to the callers in a minute. I just want to intermingle this with you, Dr. K, that you had sent me a letter that you had emailed to the Ron Paul campaign, right?
This is to the Ron Paul War Room or any other website that posts postings. I wanted to urgently get that up to post it, and we can email it. If people email you or whatever, we can email it to them.
It's not too long, but it gets to the point about the developments in the Paul campaign, and you mentioned the man, Donald Luskin, right?
Yeah, oh, that's a very... There are two things. That one to you, and there's another one to you. Donald Luskin, who's been installed as an economic advisor...
To Ron Paul.
For Ron Paul.
Yeah.
He's on the front page of the website. He wrote a very specious article in the new, not the New Republic, but it'll come to me.
Was it commentary?
It was commentary on the internet.
Yeah, well, it was one of the Neil Cain publications.
It's a neocon publication.
Yeah, right.
And in that article, he countered the Valerie Plame revelation, and he countered the roving Klugman in the New York Times, said there weren't any. Basically, he
Paul
contested
Krugman,
the idea of the roving chemical weapons factories that was fabricated. That was all fabricated intelligence, as you know. It was falsified intelligence that was fed to the U.S. intelligence agencies. And this guy is saying, no, we should stay the course in Iraq. And he also has, in other words, he told lies. He told absolute bold-faced lies on his internet article stating that no, you know, the Niger thing is probably legitimate. There are weapons of mass destruction. He completely supported the lies about weapons of mass destruction, which everybody knows is fabricated and which the CIA knows is fabricated. Now, what's the guy doing being an economic advisor if he can't tell the truth about foreign policy? Now, the second thing that's interesting is that in addition to this, on his front page, you can click it, and it says, guess when the Iran will be bombed. You want to bet? Is it going to be April? Is it going to be June? Is it going to be August? Place your commodities bet on when we're going to bomb Iran. Now, I don't see how that's an economically feasible program when we're already completely bankrupt.
Well, you know, it's interesting because you provide the names of people we're familiar with in this warmongering neocon cabal, and they are people like Mona Sharon, Jonah Goldberg, Charles Krauthammer, who's a doctor himself, and he's a real psycho, Michael Leadon and Jay Nordinger, John Potteritz.
Well, Michael Leadon writes for the same journal that Luskin is writing for.
Yeah. The Weekly Standard is another one, I think, one of these publications.
These are all the people who pulled off 9-1-1.
Yeah, exactly.
These are the 9-1-1 bombers, who one of them, indirectly, who associates with them, is now in the Ron Paul campaign.
Well,
which is what I was saying about...
These Keenites will get into every single bed they can to try to corrupt the process, and they are like cockroaches who will infiltrate every organization that's been created.
Infiltration, and now, of course, the vote is infiltrated.
Absolutely.
So we have
pressure from without and infiltration from within.
The vote machines are owned by foreign entities. Now, there's no doubt that the Mossad, as proxy to Israel, which is proxy to Rockefeller, which is proxy to the Rothschilds, which is also proxy to the Oppenheimers, is controlling the results on election day.
Right.
Now, indirectly, you have other players. You have Robert Gates and you have Woolsey, but some of them are Zionists.
Oh, sure. Especially Woolsey.
They're not neocons. A neocon was invented by the espionage agencies so that people wouldn't use the term Zionist and associate it directly as being
there
a
you
spy.
Go. There you go.
Because when you think of Zionist, you have to think of Israeli. I mean, you have to say, okay, maybe some people say Jewish. It's not totally fair because we have so many Jewish people that are against this whole bloodshed. But what is fair is to say that they are Zionists. They may be a-religious. They may be religious. That doesn't matter. What matters is that these Zionists are spies.
Mm-hmm.
They are espionage agents. They're spies. And that's the thing that American people don't have under the radar now.
All right. Excellent, excellent points here. We'll be back to talk now about all of this and the Ron Paul campaign, the farcical so-called debates, and much more with our callers as we continue Uncensored Radio Free America. Support the Republic Broadcasting Network. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, with Dr. K, my guest.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Rick Adams is back. Live, uncensored, Radio Free America continues on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Yes, and we are back now with Dr. K, and Rick Adams is here. Dr. K, are you ready for a call or two?
This was the National Review, wasn't it? And the National Review on...
National Review publication, yeah.
Right, and that used to
which
be...
Which is notorious now, Bill Buckley's old publication.
Yeah, and of course, Mona Charan and Jonah Goldberg, they're both Mossad agents. Michael Leadon is a perpetrator. He's in the premeditated murder club because he was involved in the development of 911. And Jay Nordinger, of course, and Ponderhos, he's the chief architect.
John Potteritz, yeah.
Yeah, Potteritz. He's the chief architect of AIPAC lobbying to get the funds to support both 911 and the Iraq invasion and Iran. He just recently went in and lobbied Bush to bomb Iran. These are all the primary writers for the National Review, the same article written by Donald Luskin, who is now economic advisor. Very, very bizarre.
Yeah,
because before we go to the callers, these people are involved in apartheid. I mean, why would you want a known apartheid agent on your cabinet? It doesn't make any sense at all.
Well, it doesn't make any sense to us, but it makes a lot of sense to them, doesn't it?
Apparently.
Yeah. All right. 800-313-9443. Doug in Texas, first up. Doug, hello. You're on the program.
Yeah. Hi, Dr. K. And
hi, Doug.
Mr. Adams.
Yes, sir.
I watched the debates last night. In a four-man debate, 90-minute debate, each person would, their fair share would be 22 and a half minutes. Ron Paul got 7 and little change, so they graciously gave him a third of the time that he should have had. You know, they couldn't go half. This morning I saw a huckster be on Talmud Vision, and he was...
Talmud Vision?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
He was... lamenting the fact that he was just being ignored and they were concentrating on the other two candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, these guys are talking like everything's just hunky-dory with the economy, and I've been talking about how the economy is in such a mess and catastrophe for the last 3 months.
Yeah.
And none of the other candidates. So by saying that, in other words, he dropped Paul into the Orwellian memory hole, because he's been talking about it for years.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know, but
very good observations, Doug. And I'll tell you what, some of these guys must have made some, McCain must have made some pretty significant promises to be given the presidency, like maybe the Amero, you know, the North American Union.
Oh, it's much deeper than
that. He's made some promises. And, I mean, that fellow... What's interesting is he's put in charge of the chicken house, and he's the fox. He took money from Abramoff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He took stolen money. I think all that needs to be exposed, because I mean, here's the guy that is running for president, and he took funds that was stolen from the natives.
Yeah.
Took about 10,000 from through Abramoff.
You know? Ron Paul is only... statesman running for presidency of the United States. The rest of the people are auditioning to be sock puppets for the Antichrist Jewish supremacist state of Israel.
Oh, definitely.
Right.
Definitely. Dr. Paul did a brilliant job in those few 6 and 7 minutes. He got better. Every time he's up there, it's more inspiring to see the man.
Right. The room is getting smaller, and the elephant is getting larger.
Yeah, that's true. You know, it's fun to watch this, isn't it, Doug, to see some of these people imploding, and there's the winner, Dr. Paul, who won the 400-meter, and you know him well, and I don't know him personally, but he's a winner. He wins his everything he touches, and I keep
telling people,
you
know what's interesting? I got to tell you a personal story, both of you. Today I had gone in, you know, for an echocardiogram I had scheduled, and the nurse there, the technician, is a Christian young woman. I remember seeing her last year, and we got talking at the end there, and, you know, she said she'd saw the debates last night, and I said, well, I didn't see them, of course, you know, and then she said to me, well, you know, I sort of like Romney a little bit, you know, so I said, well, what about Ron Paul, and she said, yeah, Ron Paul. She said, you know something? But they don't give him a chance to speak. I says, I know that, and that's the point. Now, here's a woman who's an innocent person, who's a person who is a Christian, and yet she knows instinctively, as do true Christian people know, there's something wrong with this whole picture when they deliberately push aside and shunt Ron Paul. So she could sense there is something very foul, and now she understands it.
Reminder from you. You know, she needed to a little reinforcement because of the brainwashing tube or the Talmud tube. I mean, you've got some significant power there that cannot be underestimated in the short memory term of a busy American.
Absolutely. And I'm hearing this every day, though. That's the point. Every day when I speak to people who care enough to at least make it their business to watch some of the circusry just to, you know, look at it and see what's going on or what's not going on, and they're all saying the same thing. Yeah. Saw Ron Paul. You're right. He is talking issues, and he's being shunted aside. Why is that? And I explained to them the same people that run the major media run the campaigns. They run America. They run the State Department. They run Congress. And basically, they run the world, and it's the same
clique. Exactly. No. And, you know, is the Israeli entity, through its powerful ones, selected McCain and Clinton as their plan for presidency. Obama's kind of there as a back, and probably to absorb the shock, because, you know, when you have Clinton, who's involved with high crimes, Mrs. Clinton, with the money that she's using fraudulently from Clinton's big fund to run her campaign, the fact that, was it No that was, not necessarily No was involved, but her, one of her campaign contributors was just indicted for who knows how much. And there have been a number of major, major criminal. And, of course, Judicial Watch, which we may or may not agree with, at least they put some facts on. Of course, it's a Mellon Scaife thing, but you have to look at that through jaundiced eyes. But you will find some actual factoids there of criminal acts. And, you know, if that got exposed, then, her constituency would go down significantly. So it's all trumped up, and I'll tell you what, the numbers for Obama, the numbers for Clinton, and the numbers for McCain are absolutely fabricated. Those votes do not exist. There's not that much interest in these individuals. And, it's stealing a vote is such a crime.
You're right. Absolutely. All right. Are you still there, Doug?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. Final word from you now.
Well, I think the questions they ask Paul, they'll ask the other three and let them answer, and then they'll have a special question for Dr. Paul. Like, if you were elected president, Dr. Paul, what kind of a dog would you have in the White House? Keep that to a yes or no, please, sir.
Got to be kidding. It got that insane.
I mean, that's just how ridiculous they are.
Yeah,
they
don't even want the ideas out, do they?
No. Uh-uh.
And
all
I'll
right,
tell you what, this usurious theft of the American people's change and what few dollars the people have is certainly part of the reason they push him off the edge. And I'll tell you, if 300 million people just decided that the IRS is the Israeli Revenue Service instead of the Internal Revenue Service, it wouldn't take long to shove them off the edge of the brick as well.
Hey, thank you very much, Doug, for your call. By the way, Dr. Paul has his bill in Congress to do that, to abolish the Federal Reserve, and you know how far that will go in this Congress, but that should be voted upon.
Warburg said that we're going to control the world whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Ideally, you'll let us do it peacefully, and if not, of course.
The old man Rothschild said that, didn't he? Say, I don't care who makes the rules as long as I own the gold, right?
Yeah, and Kissinger said that, democracy is too valuable to let it be in the hands of the people that might vote or decide on their own what they want.
Exactly.
You know.
So. All right, let's take Henry next up on the program. Henry from Connecticut. Yes, sir. You're on the air with Dr. K. Are you there, Henry? All right, let's take Joe then. Let's take Joe. Hey, Joe, you're on the program with Dr. K.
Hi, Rick.
Yes. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Dr. K.
How are you, Joe?
Good, thank you, Doctor.
Doctor,
I'd like to bring forth some of the Holy Scriptures, if I could.
Okay.
Surely.
To these end times.
That's where it all comes from. The man upstairs.
Isaiah chapter 3, Rick and Doctor. Verse 4. And I will give children to be their princes and babes to rule over them. You see?
Yeah.
The political and the religious community will have the minds of children.
Yeah.
Does it seem that way today?
It's true if you look at Abramoff. he looks like a child that's got caught with in the cookie jar. And you start to look at these people, and they don't seem to have. I mean, look at Rumsfeld babbling. I didn't say that. Did I say that? they're like children that are caught in a lie.
God, the Father's word is true.
Yes, it's absolutely true.
Verse 12, Isaiah 3. As for my people, children are their oppressors, and women rule over them.
Oh, Hillary, yes.
Now, there's 666 stamped right in the forehead.
There's a Jezebel. I see a Jezebel. And what about an Ahab? Do we have an Ahab here?
I think people should visit and check up and see what Elijah the prophet had to deal with.
Uh-huh.
A husband and wife team.
Yeah.
They wanted
like
Elijah
Mr. and Mrs.
the
Clinton?
Prophet bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't that something? Isn't that something?
What and a Elijah, parallel, huh, Doc?
In the book of Malachi, it says that Elijah would return just before the second advent.
Yeah.
So he would make himself known to certain rulers.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Doctor.
No, I was just going to say, unfortunately, there are a lot of blind people still. I hope that we've got 8 months to wake up the rest of our country. Let's wake them all up. Find some way. If it's door to door, let's do it. And you know what might help a lot? We know that evil is going on, is for us to do an exit poll. So when you're done, I'll make a commentary on the importance of proving the truth. But go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, one final verse, and this is for the leaders themselves,
mm-hmm.
as far as the judgment is concerned. The Father's allowing them now, but their judgment will come first, as this verse says. The Lord, this is verse 14 of Isaiah 3, the Lord will enter into judgment with the ancients of the people. The ancients of the people are the older people,
mm-hmm.
and the princes thereof. These are the princes and the rulers. Will be judged first.
Wow, that's
true. For ye have eaten up the vineyard,
mm-hmm.
and the spoil of the poor is in your houses.
Yeah. All of it true. Joe, it's been a good revelation.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Doctor, for being here.
And thanks for bringing that out at this time, especially. Yes,
absolutely.
And go ahead, Doc.
No, it's what this country is all about, is this freedom to bring up these pure truths. And I was just going to say that it's our, you know, the Revolutionary War, did George Washington do it? I mean, he got that wig and all those other guys. They didn't look very dirty to me. The guys in the streets won the war. Huh? This is it. It's us.
And they did it with their muskets, too.
Yeah. And this, one of the muskets we have is the exit poll. They're defrauding the vote. There's nothing more threatening to the fraudsters than having people do a tally in the precincts of what happens. So I've been stressing this.
With the cameras. With the cameras.
Yeah, with
the
cameras. But you got to have three. Ideally, you need two or three people with video cameras.
Right.
Exactly. And exactly, Rick. And then you take your paper or whatever way you want to do it, and you write everybody's name and number down, and you get a count of 422.
Yeah.
Just the Ron Paul. You have a sign. You have a table. Wherever it's legally, it's your right to do it. And you put some signs, like little signs for selling a house in strategic intersections.
Yeah.
Ron Paul voters, stop here.
Yeah.
And just record it.
Well, now we're heading into Super Tuesday time, and this is the most important time of all here. We have an avalanche primary.
Ron Paul can't win this one. We can win it.
No, you're right. It's up to the people themselves now to take the bull by the horns. Yeah.
We win it. Yeah.
Right.
And you have proof that systematically across the country that the people who run Diebold and Sequoia and, of course, ES&S are putting switch software in the machines.
Right.
And that's the next revolution. We throw every one of those people offshore.
Yes.
Tea party time, man.
Yep.
You dump that garbage off into the, well, it's too, the ocean is too good to receive that poison.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And
I think we have, was that Manny, you say, Thomas James?
Yeah.
All right, he's our one of our big sponsors here, and he wants to come on and make a comment, too, about the Ron Paul situation. Hey, Tom.
Oh, boy, it's great to be on again. How are
yeah.
you, Rick?
All right, I was going to invite you to stay on anyway, but, yeah, I'm glad you tuned in and stayed with us.
Well, we're, you know, I just wanted to bring a point out that we are many and they are few, and these so-called politicians that are actually in power now are really going to wish they were never born in the flesh. And,
yeah.
I think that's what your previous caller had mentioned in,
yes.
in the Bible. I really love that, you know.
Right, right.
And I just feel that there's a great judgment coming, and I believe that if we stick with Ron Paul, Ron Paul's not going to win. The people are going to win it for him because we're
100%.
The ones voting for him. We're the ones doing the work.
Yep.
Am I correct?
And he
that's
said
100%.
That. He's the one
we're,
who
we're
said it himself.
Through Ron
sure.
Paul. You're not only correct, you're a million times on.
Yeah.
He's even said a number of times, God
that's,
bless his soul.
That's right.
I didn't think I'd be speaking in front of
no.
that many people.
Oh, yeah, he's shocked. I
hey,
saw him in Philadelphia,
made that
by
clear.
The way.
Right.
Wait a minute. Just, I'm sorry, go ahead.
He's
oh,
made
I
that
said,
clear
I saw
at
him
that point.
In Philadelphia.
Sure.
And there were about 5,000 people at that last meetup about a month and a half, 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you hang
nobody
on? You guys want to hang
many...
on, Tom?
Sure.
We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back, and we'll be able to do the final segment with you and anyone else that might have a word to sneak in here. Dr. Kasim Khalil, my guest, and we're continuing our discussion tonight on this important election time. Rick Adams, stay tuned.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
Thank you. Thank you for that word, Rod. We're back now with Tom James with me and Dr. K. And gentlemen, please go at it. I enjoy listening to you, too.
Yeah, go ahead, Don.
Oh, well, I just, I love Rod Taylor, man. That was the Time Machine was the movie. Where'd you get that clip from?
The Time Machine.
That's fantastic.
Well, it tells us a lot about ourselves, doesn't it, in our times.
Sure does. Wonderful, wonderful movie.
Yeah.
No, there was something I did want to say. The media has been lying and cheating, you know, since we could remember about Ron Paul since
yes.
he became candidate, right?
Right.
And I'm thinking that as he gets closer to November, the more they're going to turn the heat on. But
yeah.
miracles happen with God. Things could happen. I believe he's going to put a hedge around Ron Paul. And I think
yes.
the people are going to start getting out in the streets.
Yes.
And you know, saying, look, we've got to elect this man for president
mm-hmm.
because we're not buying his votes. These people are voting for him with their hard-earned money, not
That's
like
right.
Hillary, where she grabs millions of dollars from people that we don't even know.
Right. You know, well, some of them were on the verge of being convicted felons, as you know, and some of
mm-hmm.
them are convicted felons, by the way. But
mm-hmm.
go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Just to put
well, I agree. I mean, I just think
11
something
people.
Has to be done,
yeah.
is what I'm saying. Really.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
where
true.
Are we in bringing these people to justice at this point right now, Doctor?
Well, here's the issue. The judiciary is compromised. So the problem
well,
is that the judges are dirty. We have to do the revolution. It's it's revolution. There's already a revolution. That's the way it was done the first time. The Whig,
yeah.
you know, the Whig guys didn't get the job done. Everybody knows that original Americans, that their family fought the war, died, was tortured,
mm-hmm.
and that's what it is.
And this
we
session of the Supreme Court is going to hear this election year that Second Amendment decision. And I think that is very interesting in itself, the timing of all of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh,
I
absolutely.
Agree with you. If it means that every one of us, the I Vote for Ron Paul group, all of us surround Washington, D.C., and what's the word for it? Embargo. I mean,
blockade.
We're not done, and we're not done until it's done.
That's right.
And
I talked to one of my customers called me at 4:30 in the morning from Belgium.
Oh, wow.
They have such a Ron Paul movement over in Belgium, you would not believe.
I believe it.
You would not believe. All over the world, they're clamoring for someone. For change, for honesty, for goodness, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
yep.
it is absolutely astounding
it is.
What they're doing over
you know,
there.
I have to say, I was caught by surprise because, you know, I've been kicked around quite a bit and chased and hounded. So I myself am like Ron Paul. It was like,
yep.
whoa, do I
you
have
know.
Respect?
You know, you've been there, done that, yeah.
Yeah, I have so much respect for the American people who I've lived with all my life. I already had that respect, but now, I'll tell you what, this is the only people that can make the world better. Nobody
yeah.
else, Middle Eastern people, that's such a mess.
We're one of the last republics left, yeah. because that's really what it is, right, Doc? It's still a republic, isn't it?
That's
amen,
right.
amen. I want
and
to
I
thank
like
you.
I don't like to hear that word democracy. I never liked it. I don't think the average American knows the difference between a democracy
this
and
is
a
the
republic.
Truth. When I write my books, I talk about the American Republic.
Hey, we're going to do it again,
brother.
You know, next week, Dr. K. So please stay well, stay with us, and we'll call you next week. And tomorrow night, we got you, Tom James, on the program
yeah,
to do it all over
Tom
again as well.
Right. Huh? We have to rise up to this.
Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen. Bless you. Good night, Dr. K. And good night to you, Tom James. We're going to see you tomorrow night, 23 hours from now.
Okay,
so,
my friend.
Amen. All right. And go to Hemp. Go to Hemp, USA. All right, .com. All right. We'll be back tomorrow night with him and our guests and you, our callers, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Good night and God bless.